Finance and Economics.
Strategic Reserves. An ill wind. Why is Xi Jinping building secret commodity stockpiles?
Over the past two decades, China has devoured enormous amounts of raw materials. Its population has grown bigger and richer, requiring more dairy, grain and meat. Its giant industries have been ravenous for energy and metals. In recent years, though, the economy has suffered from political mismanagement and a property crisis. Chinese officials are adamant that they want to shift away from resource-intensive industries. Logic dictates that the country's appetite for commodities should be shrinking and shrinking fast. In reality, the opposite is happening. Last year, China's imports of many basic resources broke records, and imports of all types of commodities surged by 16% in volume terms. They are still rising, up by 6% in the first 5 months of this year. Given the country's economic struggles, that does not reflect growing consumption. Instead, China appears to be stockpiling materials at a rapid pace and at a time when commodities are expensive. Policymakers in Beijing seem to be worried about new geopolitical threats, not least that a new hawkish American president could try to choke crucial supply routes to China. The fear is warranted, for China depends on foreign resources. Although it is the world's refining center for many metals, it imports much of the raw material required, ranging from 70% of the bauxite it uses to 97% of cobalt. China keeps the lights on only with imported energy. It has a lot of coal, but its deposits of other fuels do not match its needs, forcing it to bring in 40% of its natural gas and 70% of its crude oil. China's dependence is most acute for food. In 2000, almost everything citizens ate was produced at home. Today, less than two-thirds is. The country imports 85% of the 125 million tonnes a year of soybeans it uses to feed its 400 million pigs. Its reliance on foreign farmers is near total for coffee, palm oil and some dairy products. Aware of this vulnerability, China started building strategic stockpiles of grain and defence-related minerals at the end of the Cold War, which it then added to at the peak of its economic boom with petroleum and industrial metals. Three recent events have prompted more stockpiling. In 2018, President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Chinese exports worth $60 billion a year, forcing China to retaliate by slapping duties on American soybeans. Next came COVID-19, which disrupted supply chains and raised the cost of materials. War in Ukraine then inflated prices and showed America's will to use embargoes. Now, Mr. Trump, who makes no secret of his desire to hobble China, has a decent chance of returning to power. In a confrontation, America could restrict its own food exports to China, which have rebounded since a truce of sorts was reached, and lean on other big suppliers such as Argentina and Brazil to do likewise. It could try to influence countries that sell metals to China, including Australia and Chile. And most of China's commodity imports are shipped through a few straits and canals that America could seek to block for Chinese vessels by, say, posting military ships nearby. China seems to be readying itself for a more hostile environment. Its preparations start with scaling up storage infrastructure. By contrast with America, where strategic reserves are state-controlled, in China they also take the form of private tanks, silos and warehouses, which officials in Beijing have access to in times of crisis. Since 2020, China's crude storage capacity has increased from 1.7 billion to 2 billion barrels. The location of many such sites is secret, but satellite imagery suggests that known ones have grown fast since 2022, says Emma Lee of Vortexa, a data firm. Similarly, the capacity of underground gas caves grew sixfold between 2010 and 2020 to 15 billion cubic metres, or BCM. The target is to reach 55 BCM by next year. China is also building a dozen or so tanks to hold liquefied gas along its coast. JP Morgan Chase, a bank, forecasts that total gas storage capacity will hit 85 BCM by 2030. China is now filling these facilities. In another sign of increasing caginess, state statisticians have stopped releasing data for stocks of many commodities. Yet there are ways to gauge the degree of concern. America's Department of Agriculture forecasts that by the end of the current growing season, China's wheat and maize stocks will represent 51% and 67% of the world's, respectively, up 5 to 10 percentage points from 2018. These are thought to be enough to cover at least a year's demand. Stocks of soybeans, China's biggest farming import, have doubled since 2018 to 39 million tonnes, and are projected to hit 42 million tonnes by the end of the season. More striking still has been China's effort to stash metals and fuel. By estimating the amounts of copper, nickel, and various other metals that China could have consumed and comparing it with supply, Tom Price of Panmure Liberum, a bank, finds that the country's inventory build-up since 2018 has been sufficient to cover at least 35% to 133% of its annual demand, depending on the commodity. By the end of spring, China also had 25 BCM of gas in storage, enough to meet 23 days of consumption, and up from 15 days' worth 5 years ago. Parsley Owen of JP Morgan expects that this cover will reach 28 days by 2030. Crude stocks, meanwhile, have risen by 900,000 barrels a day, or BD, since the start of the year, estimates Rapidan Energy, a consultancy. At 1.5 million BD, the filling rate was fastest in June, suggesting that it is accelerating. This has helped China's inventory near 1.3 million barrels, enough to cover 115 days of imports. America holds 800 million barrels. On top of this, China has told oil firms to add 60 million to stockpiles by the end of March. Rapidan thinks reserves will grow even faster, with China adding as many as 700 million barrels by the end of 2025. This stockpiling is worrying Americans, and not just because it could fuel inflation by raising commodity prices. The supplies China is after are those it would need to survive a conflict, perhaps as it blockades Taiwan. When you juxtapose that against China's military build-up, it starts to be very concerning, says Gabriel Collins, a former analyst at America's Defense Department. For now, the evidence suggests that hoarding is more likely to be a defensive measure, since it is not yet on a scale to be secure in a hot conflict. American officials should watch closely for the moment that starts to change.